Yo, you know what? Not to change the subject right quick. I was at a...
Is this about Adderall?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was at an... you know how they have the big draft weekends in New York and Las Vegas like that?
Yeah.
A lot of the guys that are drafting...
Do Adderall.
Before the draft.
Yeah, I gotta be focused. A lot of money on the line, right? They're putting a lot of money in there. Serious.
Performance-enhancing fantasy players.
Can you look at that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at that.
Should the FSTA outlaw this?
I got to be honest with you. It makes sense. It keeps
you razor-sharp focused.
Focused, right. So yeah. I guarantee you, like, poker players do this. Otherwise, you get bored.
Yeah.
Same with the draft. Right? Like, you're in these drafts, there's hours and hours, especially baseball. Like, the FSTA, a couple weeks, hours and hours and hours. Of baseball.
Well, if you're in the draft, I think, you know, it's you can focus, or at least
I think the FSTA should look into it.
I don't know. I don't agree. I think Adderall is there to make, keep people focused for this.
Yeah.
Fantasy and in real life.
I guess, you know, I got to look outside myself because I can't imagine a situation where I would need something. Well,
you don't even have, but you don't drink. You don't even drink. Which is fine.
And you don't win chips either. So
I can't imagine like all the prep that you do and everything.
But it doesn't screw you off. It helps your prep.
You're supposed to, you know, get some rest the night before if you do all the studying up. But you know, everybody's different. You know what I'm saying?
Like if you have a fantasy baseball draft tomorrow, you go to Miami, you party with Bieber, come back, take some Adderall, you're good.
Yeah, they saw.
We should start selling people
at the draft.
No, we should start selling it. Okay.
People don't realize. It's kind of crazy, Corey. You've been around this.
Yeah.
Those guys. When you go to those weekends, you do like 3-4 drafts in a day. It drives you crazy.
Right.
It's tough. Yeah.
It's probably exhausting.
I mean, the auction we do is 5 hours long.
Yeah, we should start pissing people at the draft.
I did like an 8-9 hour auction. It's like, you know, you got to be ready for it.
This is what I'm saying. You can take Adderall to help you.
I'm not even making a joke though.
Yeah,
I'm being totally serious. It's a focused drug, and then when you drink on it, which is why it makes you all crazy.
Well,
let me ask you this though.
Yes, sir.
In fantasy, just throwing it out here. Would it be a performance enhancer? Does it give you advantage over your normal opponent who's not taking this?
Yes.
Then you could be razor sharp focused and he can't be.
Well, of course it does. That's what Adderall is. Sure.
You want to try it?
I'm going to get Adderall for March.
You should get Adderall for March, Tony, and see if it helps you in the draft. Yeah.
I'm going to try.
See if you can get two.
Would you need a prescription to get it?
There's a way.
Come on.
I mean, I'm talking legally here.
No, I'm not commenting on that.
No, I mean, by the book, you're supposed to get
it. It is not an over-the-counter drug. Yes, right. you need a prescription for Adderall. You do need a prescription for.
Yeah.
It's also, Scotty, just to explain, it's a very popular college drug.
Right.
You can cram.
So you cram for like test the next day, and you need to write a paper by tomorrow morning. A lot of college students take Adderall the night before to cram.
Right.
And that's where it's very popular. And from my understanding, when you drink, you also take the Adderall, and it's like a weird mixture. Is that fair to say, Corey?
I don't know. I've never popped one.
So
okay.
Yeah. So if I take Adderall for the first time, I probably shouldn't drink though.
Yeah, you probably should lay light that night. We'll bring two.
We'll stay focused together.
You know what I want to do though? Hey, I just thought about it. It's like,
you want to pop Adderall?
I want to like pop an Adderall and play Madden and see what happens.
Oh boy.
But you should do that, right? Like you do that, and I bet you will find yourself extremely focused into the game.
Yeah, but that seems like a waste. That would be like taking Viagra to masturbate.
I don't think it's a waste.
Feel real girthy in my hand.
Come on.
I don't think it's real waste if like I'm playing like a really like a prime opponent.
You ain't getting no money, but Scott.
I wonder, serious question. In esports, do you think Adderall is banned? Going to Scott's question.
I wonder about that. And they have these national Madden competitions,
too.
I wonder.
And it's not just Madden, obviously.
Yeah,
people do
play Madden for money.
Sure. There's many other games besides Madden, too. But I wonder if Adderall is banned from those competitions. Seriously.
We need to get somebody on and discuss this.
It should be banned from fantasy.
Well, unless you need it, right? Unless you have a prescription. You can give it to Rick Wolf, the prescription.
Should it be banned from fantasy?
Yeah. Probably just esports.
Why, period?
Why, though? Esports?
Yeah.
Because it's giving you an advantage.
Well, it's giving you an advantage in fantasy, too.
Not necessarily.
Why?
What if everyone just... Why, if it's better... See, this is the whole thing I don't get, like, with the whole steroid things and everything. If Adderall's going to make you a better player, why doesn't everybody just get it?
I guess the same thing with steroids, right? Same thing with steroids in sports?
Yeah.
If
it's going to help you rebuild from injury, steroids... Why don't we just give it to everybody?
So, interestingly enough, our producer here, Chris Bavona...
Has one?
He has worked on... He worked in esports shows.
Yeah.
Because he produced esports shows, so he has some more information on this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were bringing me... I didn't know you were bringing me up. I thought you were just going to read what I'd said to you.
No, you can say it.
I think you need to take some Adderall and focus.
At 4:30 in the morning, yeah, I could definitely use a little bit of Adderall.
Anyways. What were you saying about esports stuff?
So this has always been a topic of issue on all the shows that I've worked on, and all of them have straight out said Adderall should be straight out banned from all esports.
Wow.
The only problem is that they don't have any unions. They don't really have the leyway to ban drugs like this.
Make it happen. Because esports, I'm telling you, Adderall is the perfect drug for esports.
I just got a text.
Okay.
A woman's husband actually took Adderall to help pass a contractor's exam. Like, this is a big thing.
Everybody, it's a massive exam. It's a massive
That's
thing.
That's not something competitive, though. When you talk about something esports, well, maybe it is competitive.
Esports
in the sense,
extremely competitive.
No, I'm talking about, like, the contractors. Although it's like... You're getting the job over somebody else, so maybe it is competitive.
But that's what you do. That's like college.
Well, that's like I'm going to do something to one-up you.
Yeah, so like in college, I guess you could see it more because like you're just trying to achieve a grade, whereas like, you know, maybe with a contractor exam or like a post office exam, only a certain amount of people actually get picked. But with the esports...
How did Cha-Cha get a job?
It was less than...
Had to be Adderall.
It wasn't as strict back then.
A lot of drugs other than Adderall. But, you know, going back to the esports point, though, it's... You know, you got to be razor-sharp focused in that. Yeah. Like, imagine if you're playing DraftKings esports and, like... You're picking certain guys, and then you find out they do Adderall.
That'd be great. Yeah. I'd want them on my team.
Yeah, you want the guys.
I want the guys to do Adderall.
I've tried to get
the guys that smoke that are just like super high in these things not on my team. I want the guys on Adderall, not high on weed.
So should we bring this up to the FSTA though?
I think it's something you can consider. Sure.
101 with Rick Wolf.
That's right.
Adderall's corrupting the game.
Get Rick Wolf on like a Hall of Fame hour, Scott,
and
ask him.
I don't think I've already had Rick Wolf on the Hall of Fame hour.
All right.
Yeah.
We have to investigate Adderall in fantasy sports.
Yeah, I think it's a thing.
But if it is a thing...
What do we do about it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
We find out who's using it, and we bet on them. That's what we do.
That's interesting. That's intriguing.
That's what we do. A scandal
rocks the fantasy sports industry. Don't even try esports on DraftKings?
No. There was a little bit of we had it a couple months ago. We had some not on the up and up in esports, actually.
Really?
Yeah, had some cheating going on.
When these new things explode, you know, you got to govern them. You know, we've seen it in our industry.
I'm down to try it.
Well, we know that you're not trying anything.
Not anything.
Really?
Not anything.
What wouldn't you try?
I wouldn't, like, I don't do no hardcore drugs.
Right.
So I don't do anything that involves a needle.
So if I said,
oh, yeah, I'm definitely
right,
not.
So if I had some heroin here, you'd be like, no.
I almost cussed just now. Yeah. No.
So no heroin for you.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
What's crystal meth? You do some meth?
No, I'm not. I don't do that. None of that.